we haven't yet, now maybe happening, but no one's sharing with us yet that that they have in any way sort of privately forked it and taken it in their own direction. I think partially because at least our current customer base really understood the value proposition of not having to be in the maintenance business long term mm-hmm. on their own, mm-hmm. and which is why also some good proportion of them have chosen to outsource the upgrade work to us, even though they have capable engineers. That's obviously worked out well for our business model and, from a cash flow point of view as well, but it also gives us better integrity on the product because it's not 50 different customers each independently deciding how to implement something, but in a sense coordinating through us to make sure that their vision gets into the product.
Yeah. I think there's also an element here in terms of the broad pattern of there being a tendency to fork open source projects rather than cooperate with the proprietors of those projects. I think it probably has something to do with the fact that the large majority of open source projects are really not at critical mass. They're not really kind of geared up for the sort of robust build, test, cycles that happen at the sort of the handful of open source projects that really, are kind of hitting on all cylinders, right?
Yeah, I was going to say something very similar in that, there are 5 or 10 giant open source projects that obviously do everything sort of the right way, but it would be extremely hard for an individual organization to get the attention of those. Yes, you can go and contribute yourself, but because they're a large machine, so to speak, it's a lot harder to influence those projects. And exactly at the other end of the scale is the problem that, it's either not managed professionally or you can't, it's a flaky person at the head of the thing. You can't get them for 2 or 3 weeks on end, and you mm-hmm. give up and you say, mm-hmm. I'm just going to fork it. And mm-hmm. by having a commercial entity in the middle with visible source, you end up with someone who's beholden to you. We sign a contract with you. We say, here's what we're going to deliver, and, we have to live up to those obligations. And I think it gives a different comfort to say, well, I don't have to fork this because there's somebody there who I can, grab their throat if I need to, shake them up and remind them of their obligations, and, let's all make nice.